So today we are going to continue our series on salvation.
那么今天我们会继续我们的救恩系列。
And I want to share again about last week.
那我想，再分享一下关于上一周的事情。
Maybe Brother Stephen might not know who the brother was who got baptized.
可能来到当中的Stephen 弟兄可能还不认识上一周受洗的是谁。
John, would you like to say hi?
阿忠可以打招呼。
This is our dear brother who just joined the family.
所以阿忠最近就成为我们主家里的一份子。
Indeed, it was such a joyous occasion to witness Ajong's baptism.
确实上一周是一个很开心喜乐的日子去见证阿忠去洗礼。
It's a very significant moment in his life. Maybe I should say it's the most significant moment in his life.
可以说是在他生命中最重要的一个时刻了。
Because that's when he was born again.
因为洗礼就是他重生的那一个时刻。
That's when he enters into this eternal covenant with God.
也是他进入这个跟神永远的约的开始。
And we know that for someone to be born again, to receive this new life from God, is something that only God can do.
那么我们知道一个人可以从神领受新生命，那被神接纳，这是神他自己的工作。
I think it's common sense that no one can give birth to himself.
那么我想大家都明白，我们在座每一个人都不可以使自己出生的。
But there's something different in this spiritual sense. There's something different now when we talk about being born again.
但是在属灵的生命来讲呢，却有一点不同。
Because we learned from Pastor Joe's message last week, it doesn't mean that there is no responsibility on our part.
因为我们上一周在梁牧师的信息里面也帮助我们看到，其实人确实是也有责任的。
Quite the contrary, there are certain conditions we have to meet for God to accept us, to cause us to be born again.
所以实际上来说呢，其实神对我们有一定的要求在他愿意赐给我们一个新生命之前。
So on John's part that day, he must forsake his old way of life once and for all.
所以对于阿忠在上周天来讲呢，他必须决心向旧的生命就从此一刀两断。
He made up his mind, he promised God, from that day onwards, he's going to be totally yielded to God.
所以他向神承诺，从那天开始他完全的去将自己委身给神。
He's going to obey God with a humble and gentle attitude.
他也愿意去完全的顺服神，用一个温柔谦卑的心。
And it's without any reservation.
也是没有任何保留的去回应神。
But as we listen to all these requirements, do we find it really demanding and difficult?
那当我们听到神对人的这些的要求的时候，我们会否觉得神是好像要求我们太多呢？
But let me draw your attention to something that stood out to me at John's baptism last week.
但是我想跟大家分享上一周在John受洗的过程中像就是很感动我的，很触动我的一点。
And that's his joyful willingness to make that total commitment to God.
就是John他对神很开心喜乐的愿意去完全的回应他，去委身给神。
It's not just a determination, but a joyful determination.
并不是一个好像无可奈何的委身，而是很开心将自己交给神。
If you recall, in his baptismal vow, John made the pledge that from now on, I will no longer live according to my will, but to live according to God's will.
那大家可能还记得是。
To follow the Lord Jesus' example in walking this path of the cross.
以基督耶稣为榜样，一生跟随他走十字架道路。
And then what follows? What really touched my heart?
那接下来他说，他的誓言也是很触动我的。
I am happy to offer my life to live for Yahweh my God.
他说：“开心献上生命为神而活。”
to love him with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength, and to love others as myself.
并尽心、尽性、尽意，尽力爱雅伟和爱人如己。
Notice that John didn't just say, "Oh Lord, I'm willing to do this."
大家也留意到阿忠并没有说，神啊，我是愿意这么做。
Or I'll try to do that.
或者他说我尝试这么做。
He said he's happy to do that. He's joyfully doing that.
他说我是很开心、很喜乐的去完全的委身给神。
And I believe this is very precious in Yahweh's sight.
我相信这一点是在神的眼中非常宝贵的。
And it also brings joy to our Lord Jesus.
也将喜乐带给我们的主耶稣基督。
So I think for us, each of us, to learn to respond to God's love for us, not grudgingly, reluctantly, but with great joy and gladness, is something that Yahweh really hopes to see in us.
所以对于Yahweh神来说呢，他其实很期待去看着我们每一位不是很惨的这样子去无可奈何的完全的回应神，而是有这份的喜乐。很开心的将自己去交给神。
So the topic for today is called joyful response to God's grace.
我今天讲到的题目就是开心喜乐的回应神的恩典。
Now let us look at the first point. To talk about God's grace, we know that.In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, there's a very well-known verse.
那我们来看第一点，那其实我们对于以弗所书第二章八节，其实大家都比较熟悉，是关于救恩很重要的一段经文。
But this is also a verse that's often misunderstood or misinterpreted.
但是这一节经文也是常常被错误的讲解或者是错误的理解的。
Let us read this verse together.
让我们一起读一读这节经文。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8.
以弗所书二章第八节。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God.
你们得救是靠着恩典，借着信心，这不是出于自己，而是神所赐的。
Here, notice there are two important terms mentioned in relation to salvation.
大家留意这里有两个要点是提到是关于救恩的
grace and faith
恩典跟信心
It's by grace through faith that one experiences salvation
是靠着恩典借着信心一个人可以经历到神的救恩
It goes on to say it's not by mere human efforts or merits that one could earn the salvation but it's the gift of God
所以接下来他说不是靠出于自己而是不是出于自己的这份的努力或者是有什么可夸的而是神所赐的
But if it is the gift of God then how come not everyone is saved?
但是如果是神所赐人有一份的救恩那为什么不是每一个人都得救呢
Is God unfair?
是不是神是不公平的呢
Does he only give this gift to some people and not the others?
是不是他将 这份的救恩给一些人，但是不给，只是给一些人，但是不给其他人呢
？Is it a problem with God's grace and power being insufficient to save all？
是不是神他没有能力去救所有的人呢
？Or is it rather a problem with us？
还是说这个问题其实出在人自己呢
？Do we have any responsibility at all？
我们是否有责任
？Two weeks ago, Albert shared about the grace of God.
两周前 ，Albert 曾经去分享关于神的恩典。
What grace means in the Bible?
就是圣经里面恩典的含义。
And we saw that grace in the Bible actually refers to God's love, His mercy, His total commitment to us.
那么圣经里面恩典的意思是说到，神对人的爱、怜悯和完全的委身。这份的承担。
When you think about it, it's true that there's no time in our Christian life when we can say we don't need this grace anymore.
那我们去思想的时候，确实一个基督徒的生命，不论何时、什么阶段，都不能够说我不再需要神的恩典了。
So it's important to always remember this gift of salvation is not just a gift you take, you put it away, but it's something that you need to keep drawing from.
所以我们必须明白神的恩典并不是一个礼物好像一次过你拿了就收起来而是我们必须每时每刻都去去从神的恩典得到能力。
Maybe we can look at it this way. It's actually God's transforming, enabling, and sustaining grace for us.
那其实神的恩典是他的能力去改变我们，加能赐力给我们。
And His grace keeps us striving on this narrow path until the day we meet God face to face.
那他的恩典也帮助我们可以在这条窄路上一直去尽心竭力，直到我们见他的那一天。
We know that salvation is God's gift, as we have learned in our previous messages.
那我们知道救恩其实是神给人的一份礼物。
It's in a gift in the sense that it's something that only God can do, and it's not what we can do to ourselves.
那这个意思呢，就是说到救恩其实是神他在我们生命中去成就的，并不是我们自己可以做什么。
Only God has the power to remove the guilt, the punishment of our sins.
只有神有这份的能力去洗净我们的罪，还有这份的罪疚感。
Through the costly price of sacrificing His Son Jesus.
借着耶稣基督他神的儿子的牺牲，使到这一切有可能。
And it's only through God that we are set free from the power and bondage of sin.
那借着神他的能力帮助我们可以从罪的捆绑还有权势底下能够被释放出来。
We cannot set ourselves free.
那我们是不可能将自己拯救的。
So in this sense, we can truly say, wow, everything is totally by God's grace.
所以如果我们这么去看的时候，那我们会发现确实一切都是神的恩典。
Now, then how do we understand faith?
但是我们如何去明白信心呢？
What does faith have to do with our salvation?
信心对于我们经历神的救恩有什么关联呢？
Faith, as we saw last time, is our response to the grace of God.
信心我们之前看过是我们对神的恩典的回应。
What is this response supposed to be like? Is this total trust and commitment to God?
是怎么样的回应呢？是一份完全委身，然后没有保留的去回应神。
Is this complete committing of yourself to God so that He can be at work in your life to save you?
是完全的没有保留的将自己去交给神，使到神可以在我们生命中没有拦阻的去工作，去拯救我们。
This is what true faith means in the Bible.
这就是信心，真信心在圣经里面的含义。
Not just accepting certain doctrines to be true.
并不是单单是接受某一些的教导是真实的
or believing something in your head
或者是相信一些知识。
But now there are problems when people tend to emphasize one aspect of God's word to the neglect of the other.
但是有些时候会发生这个情况，就是有些人会专注于神话语的某一个层面，而忽略了其他的层面。
Today, in the preaching and teaching of some churches,
今天在现今一些教会他们的教导里面呢，
there is a danger to emphasize grace to the extent of almost excluding any human responsibility.
有一个危险就是去教导人所有的都是神恩典，但是人是不需要负什么责任的。
In fact, when I was at university, some of my Christian friends used to say these things to me.
那么我记得在我大学的时代，我身边的基督徒朋友曾经对我说，
Since God is sovereign,
既然神是全能的，
that means He's in complete control, absolute control of everything.
意思就是神是完全在掌管一切，他是掌权的。
God does everything according to His will, to the point where What we do not make much difference.
那既然他是这么样有权能在掌管一切，那就是说人怎么做呢，都是对他来说是没有什么影响或者是区别的。
everything is so purely and completely of grace that any human effort or responsibility does not come into play.
那全部都是神的恩典，那人的努力呢，就完全没有果效。
Because salvation is all God's doing, it's all by grace.
因为救恩就是神的恩典，是全部都是神的恩典。
Now the tricky part is that these statements sound quite spiritual.
那要留意的就是这些的话，说话听起来好像很属灵。
In fact, they might even be partially true.
甚至他们可能部分来说是真实的。
But they're not entirely true.
但是并不是完全的正确。
And you would notice partial truth is often more dangerous than total falsehood.
那很多时候呢，部分的真实反而比完全的谎言更加的危险。
Especially when sentences sound religious and pious.
特别是一些的说话是听起来很属灵啊，很尊敬神的。
The error is worsened when preachers mistakenly interpret Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8.
那很多时候一些牧师或者教士对以弗所书二章八节的解释就使到人走到错误里面。
Because they misinterpret the verse as saying faith itself is a gift from God.
那么他们会说错误的去说就连信心也是神所给人的。赐给人的。
That is to say, even the faith that you have, this response you're supposed to have towards God's salvation, God's grace, is only given to you by God.
就是说，信心就是回应神恩典的这个我人的回应，都是神加给人的。
You won't have faith if God didn't give it to you.
就是说，如果神不给你呢，那你就没有信心了。
So where does that leave us?
那如果这么去看的时候，我们会被他带到哪里去呢？
You and I are practically passive because even this faith is actually not really our faith. We have to wait for God to grant us this faith so that we can respond.
那么人就会变得越来越的被动，因为连信心都是神加给我们的，所以我们就越坐在那边就不动了。
And if you press on and ask, what happens when we have such teaching preach to non-Christians, for example.
那么如果我们继续问下去的时候，那这样的教导如果向慕道的朋友们去分享的时候会怎么样呢？
We tell them, hey, believe in the good news. But remember, even this belief, this faith is God's gift.
那么我会说，相信福音吧，但是你的信心也是神加给你的。
Only God can give faith to you.
只有神能够把信心赐给你。
Don't you think that every thinking non-Christian would then argue with you? Well, in that case, I'm not a Christian because God never gave faith to me.
那么如果是这么看的话，那些慕道的朋友就会说，那我不是基督徒，是因为神从来没有把信心赐给我。
So let's spend some time to examine how people actually come to such misguided conclusion.
那我们接下来一起看一看为什么有一些人会错误的这么去讲解这一段经文呢？
Let us turn once again to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8.
让我们再看一看以弗所书的二章第八节。
A favorite verse often quoted by people who want to say that faith is a gift from God.
这一节经文也是被很多牧者去引用希望教导人信心是神所赐给人的。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God.
你们得救是靠着恩典，借着信心，这不是出于自己，而是神所赐的。
First, if you study this verse a bit more carefully, especially when you look at the original Greek,
如果我们详细的看一看这一节经文，特别是留意这个希腊的原文。
You soon notice the subject of verse 8, this whole verse, is actually not faith, but salvation.
那我们会发现这节经文的主题呢，并不是信心，而是救恩。
A closer look at the nouns and pronouns will sort out this confusion as to what this in this verse actually refers to.
那详细看一看这节经文的一些代名词这些会帮助我们去把这些的混乱去解开。
Even though here this follows straight after faith, the mention of faith.
虽然说这是在这这个字是在信心之后。
But even if you know only Chinese or English, if you read the entire sections carefully,
即使你只是知道英文或者是中文，但是如果我们上文下理整段去看的时候，
And you come without any preconception,
那我们也不是带着任何的偏见去看的时候呢？
It should be quite clear that the subject of this sentence is actually salvation.
那应该是很清晰的，这段话的主题是救恩。
Faith is mentioned as the means of that salvation.
那信心就是其实是去经历神救恩的一个途径。
The first says nothing about faith as the gift. The verse says nothing about faith as being that gift.
那这节经文就没有谈到信心是神所赐人的，赐给人的。
But what is the gift being mentioned here?
那这里谈到神所赐给人的是什么呢？
Is this your being saved, this salvation? That's what the gift is.
那这里神所赐的就是救恩。
So let us remember this. Faith is this means through which we come to experience salvation.
那请大家去留意了，信心其实就是在这里说到信心是，我们是借着信心去经历到神的救恩。
And since faith is our response to God, we are responsible for that.
那既然信心是对神的一个回应，那我们每一个人都是要对这个信心去负责任的。
But then someone may challenge and say, well, didn't Jesus himself said openly in John?
但是可能有一些人会反驳说，那主耶稣在约翰福音不是曾经说过吗？
John chapter 6 verse 44.
约翰福音第六章第四十四节。
No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him.
约翰福音六章四十四节，若不是差我的父吸引人，就没有能到我这里来的。
So, while it is true that none of us will be able to know God unless God takes the initiative to reveal himself to us,
那虽然是对的，如果神不将他自己显明给我们，我们每一个人都没有这个机会去认识他。
But we also need to be very clear-headed here.
但是我们必须保持头脑的清醒。
This verse doesn't say God would only draw certain people to himself.
这里并，我们要小心，这里并没有说神只是吸引某部分的人来到他那里。
We know that God so loved the world, he loves all of us, even sinners.
我们知道神爱世人，他爱我们每一个，甚至是罪人。
He longs for everyone to be saved.
他的渴望是每一个人都可以得到救恩。
And in his wisdom and in his plan for our salvation, he has prepared for us Jesus.
在神的智慧还有计划底下，他为人去预备了耶稣基督。
Let us read from Romans chapter 5 verses 1 to 2.
我们看一看罗马书第五章一到二节。
May I invite Albert to read in Chinese for us?
罗马书五章一到二节。所以我们既然因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督与神和好。我们也凭着信，借着他可以进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且以盼望得享神的荣耀为荣。
Notice again the words faith and grace appear in these two verses.
大家也留意到信心跟恩典在这段经文也出现了。
In verse 1, it mentions about being justified by faith.
在第一节里面这里说是因信称义。
Verse 2 says obtained access by faith.
第二节是也是说到我们是凭着信。
Obtained access into what? Into this grace in which we stand.
凭着信，借着他可以进入现在所站的这恩典中。
And then it goes on to talk about, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
也谈到我们是盼望得享神的荣耀，以这个为喜乐。
It's a joyful picture.
是一个很喜乐的一个图画。
It's a hopeful picture.
也是一个充满盼望的图画。
And if we turn to John, the Gospel of John again in chapter 12.
那我们再看一看约翰福音十二章。
Jesus said, And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die.
在这里主耶稣说，我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人归向我。他说这话是指着自己将要怎么死说的。
We know that all through Jesus' life, from his birth right till the day he died, and even at his resurrection, he always convey what Father Yahweh wants to convey to us.
那么我们知道主耶稣的一生，从他出生到最后死在十字架上，那他都是完全的去向人表达神的心意。
The driving force in his life is to fulfill the will of Yahweh, his heavenly Father.
那他生命的方向跟动力就是去将天父的旨意能够成就出来。
So here when it talks about drawing all people, again it's all, not just some individuals.
那这里他说要吸引万人归向我，并不是说到部分人，而是说到全部的人。
Even though here it says it's drawing to himself, but as we read in John, Jesus repeatedly always give the glory back to Yahweh.
虽然这里说到主耶稣说要将万人吸引归向我，那我们知道在约翰福音，主耶稣也常常的说，他总是将荣耀去归给天父的。
And we know that it is only through Jesus that we can come to the Father.
那么我们也知道，在神的救恩计划里面是借着主耶稣基督我们才可以接触到神。
So from these verses it should be pretty obvious that faith is not just a gift that's given to certain lucky individuals.
所以从这些的经文我们可以明白到，那信心并不是神赐给某部分人的礼物。
So how do we resolve this problem of our unbelief then?
那么我们怎么去看在人心里面这份不信呢？
Because many of us have heard the gospel for a long time, and yet you just can't wholeheartedly believe or commit to it.
因为我们知道有些人他们听到福音之后，过了长的一段时间还是不能够全心的去信，全心的去回应。
So is it God's responsibility or is it ours?
那么这究竟是神的责任还是我们的问题呢？
Well, hopefully by now we can understand that yes, even though everything is by grace, but there is this responsibility on our part to make a choice.
那么希望大家听了这么多已经开始去明白，虽然神有赐给人恩典，但是对于人来说我们确实有责任去要去付的。
We have this responsibility means we do have the ability and necessity to respond to what we've heard.
那么谈到责任，我们讲的是当人听到福音的时候确实有一个回应的这个责任。
When we know this is the way to salvation, can we come with a humble and teachable heart?
当我们知道这条路是通往救恩的正路，我们是否有一份谦卑的心来到他神的面前呢？
Do we yearn for God to do something in our lives?
我们是否有对神有一份的渴望，去祈求神在我们心中去工作呢？
So let us not understand God's grace in such a way as to remove our responsibility.
所以让我们不要去明白神的救恩，去只是所有的事情都是他来做，而人不用负上什么责任。
On the contrary, grace in the Bible actually increases our responsibility.
相反的，圣经里面谈到恩典，当然领受更多的恩典的时候，反而要承担更大的责任。
Have you ever realized the fact that we get to hear the gospel, this true way to salvation as Jesus preached it, is a privilege in itself?
大家是否能够明白我们能够听到纯正的福音，能够知道怎么样去走这个救恩的道路，其实是一个很蒙福的一件事情。
That is God's grace towards us.
是神对我们的恩典。
But for us to hear the gospel and then decide to reject it.
但是如果我们听过福音，但是决定去拒绝它。
That is actually our responsibility.
那这是我们每个人要负的责任。
When the gates of eternal life has already been opened to you, and you don't enter in, that's your responsibility.
如果天国的这个城门已经向你开放，但是你却不愿意进去呢？那 那其实这个责任是在你自己的身上的。
Because that's a deliberate choice.
因为你是刻意的选择了不进去。
It's your conscious decision.
是你有意识的去做了这样的选择。
Is your rejection towards God.
是你拒绝了神。
But let us look at another verse that talks about this in Luke chapter 12, verse 48.
让我们再看一看一节经文，在路加福音十二章第四十八节。
But the one who did not know and did what deserved the beating will receive a light beating. Everyone to whom much was given, of him much will be required, and from the one to whom much has been entrusted, even more will be demanded.
路加福音十二章四十八节，这里说，唯有那不知道的做了当受责打的事，必少受责打，因为多给谁就向谁多取，多托谁就向谁多要。
This verse explains why earlier I would say grace in the Bible actually increases our responsibility.
那么这节经文也解释了刚才为什么我说，恩典在圣经里面也是更多恩典的时候呢，人所承担的责任也更大。
Because there is this principle at work: the more grace you received, the heavier, the more serious your responsibility is.
因为这里有一个原则，就是给你的越多呢。那你就要承担的越多。
But now let me ask you, do you find it burdensome then to even hear the gospel in the first place?
那么也想问一问大家，你会否觉得听到福音现在就变成一个很让你害怕的一件事情呢？
好像很多重担了。
Sorry, that's
okay. Because it seems like having heard the gospel, it now imposes a responsibility for me to respond.
因为刚才这么说来的话，那听到福音就加给我了一个责任，要我回应。
Well, I've actually heard more than once in the past some people who find it hard to make a commitment to God.
那么在过去呢，我和不同的人去聊天的时候，也曾经听过他们有这个困难去完全的回应神。
Then they would say, "Well, in that case."Is it better for me not to hear it anymore? Because the more I hear, the more guilty I'll be.
那么他们会有这样的想法，就是说，那既然我不愿意回应，那是不是我就不要再听了？因为越听，那就是我越来越有这样的罪疚感，或者是这个责任要去回应呢？
But can you see that there's some problem behind this statement, this logic?
但是大家去仔细想一想这样的思想的时候。其实是有一个危险的。
Let me try to illustrate it with the following example.
让我跟大家分享，用一个例子。
Consider this: you've just been diagnosed with a terminal illness.
那比如说你被医生检查出有这个末期的一个疾病。
You know you're slowly dying, and there's absolutely nothing you can do to improve the situation.
那么你现在是一步一步迈向死亡，那但是也没有什么事情是你可以做的。
Just as you were desperate and really lost, not knowing what to do, someone brought you good news.
就正当你完全绝望，也不知道该怎么做的时候，那有人向你带来一个消息。
Your friend or your family member came to you and said, "Hey, I found this specialist.And he's really good. He's the only doctor who's certain to be able to heal you.
那你的朋友或者是家人就对你说，啊，有一个专家，我知道他是很厉害的，那他一定可以医治你的。
I've seen many people who got healed from him, and even I myself have gone through his treatments and say I'm well.
那么我自己也得了这个病，但是我被他医治过呢。就完全好了。那我也知道其他人曾经也被他治好了。
And the best part is, not only was he able to heal you, he's willing to heal you free of charge.
那么最好的这个部分呢，就是这个医生不单单可以医治你，但是他也愿意免费的医治你。
Because there's no way you can afford the treatment or you know all the money that involves in the operation or medication.
因为实际来说，这样的疗程是非常昂贵的，是你没有办法承担起的。
The doctor has already offered to heal you without charging you even a penny.
那么这个医生已经答应了要去治疗你，是不用收费的。
Now, what do you say? What would be your response then?
那么你会怎么说呢？你的回应会是什么？
Would you feel, oh, the fact that I got to make a definite yes or no so that the doctor would know whether I'm going for the operation, this adds to my burden.
你会否说，啊，我知道这个信息，这个压力责任真是好大，我不知道要说好还是不好。
Or rather, would you think it's a relief, it's a joy, it's the best news, I'm going to get healed.
或者你会觉得，哇，这是真的是一个大好的消息，我有机会可以有生命得救。
And I'm just so thankful, so grateful to this doctor who's so kind as to be willing to help me.
那我就很开心，知道这个医生他愿意这么帮助我的时候，我很喜乐。
But now, suppose you hear the good news and you say, I don't believe this.
那另外一个情况就是，如果你听到这个好消息，你说啊，我不信。
Nobody can heal me.
没有人可以治得好我。
Or you say, I don't really care whether I get healed or not.
或者你说啊，我不在乎我是否可以得到医治。
I'm happy the way I am.
哦，对现在的状况很满意。
Even if I know I'm going to die.
虽然说我知道我自己快要死了。
Can you see that no matter how the other person tries to persuade you, how they tell you this doctor is superb, he's definitely going to heal you.
那么在这里，不论你的朋友、家人怎么样去说服你，说到这个医生完全有能力去医好你的。
But if you yourself are unwilling and you keep saying no, 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 I don't believe it, I don't want to be operated on.
但是如果你说啊，我不相信啊，不要，我不要被治疗。
Or for some people, it might just be, I just don't like that style.
或者是有一些人可能说啊，我就不喜欢他的方式。
I'm going to find my own means of getting healed.
我自己想找自己舒服的方式去治疗我自己。
Can you see that? The fact that you have already been told there's a way out, there's a doctor who can heal you.
那么大家不知道能不能够看见啊，就是当你收到这个好消息，就是这个医生是完全可以治好你的。
And you reject it.
但是你如果拒绝的话
，This increases your responsibility.
那么这个责任其实是在你自己的身上。
Because you could have been healed, and yet you don't want to.
因为你确实可以被医治，但是你不愿意。
The fact is that the doctor can do something for you, but for one reason or another, you just won't listen.
其实医生是可以完全的帮到你的，但是为了出于不同的原因，你就不想听。
You insist on going your own way.
那么你就决定要按着自己的方式去走。
So is it because the doctor doesn't have the power to help you, or is it because of your own choice, your own response?
那么这样的看来，是医生没有能力帮你呢，还是这个导致这样的结果是你自己的选择呢？
Grace is made available to you and I, you and me.
那神的恩典对我们每一个人来说呢，都是预备好了的。
But it takes faith, your response, to experience the effect of it.
但是需要每一个人用信心去回应，才可以经历得到。
Or to use this illustration of the doctor, at least you have to commit yourself into the hands of the doctor.
那么用刚才的例子来说，就是如果要经历到这份的恩典，那你要将自己交给这个医生。
You trust that he has your best interest in mind. He's not going to harm you.
必须完全的相信他是为着你的益处的，而他去治疗你，并不是要伤害你。
And you are also willing to follow whatever instruction he gives you.
那么你也需要完全的去听从他对你的指示。
It might be to go through an operation or take medication.
有可能是要去同意做手术啊，同意啊，要定时的吃药等等。
Can you see that unless the patient himself puts himself in the hands of the best doctor in the world cannot heal him if he keeps refusing?
那么即使世界上最好的医生， 愿意帮忙，但是一个病人不愿意将自己完全交给这个医生的时候呢，那这个病人的病是不会好的。
So I hope this analogy can help you see how sometimes we are indeed quite ridiculous in our thinking, quite foolish, if I were to put it bluntly.
所以大家可以看到，有些时候人的思想是很，很奇怪的，或者是很可笑的。如果容许我很直白的说的话。
We tend to stubbornly hold on to our old ways and do not want to turn to God.
我们很固执的去持守自己的做法，而不愿意去，去抓住神。
So it reminds me of what Paul says in Romans. Oftentimes, we do not understand our own actions, for we have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out.
那我也想到保罗在罗马书曾经说过，因为我所做的自己不明白，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
But here's the good news, a bit more about what grace is all about.
但是好消息是，我想多一点解释一下恩典。
We already defined God's grace as being God's total commitment to us.
那么我们之前已经看过神的恩典是神对我们人完全的委身。
Have you thought about it this way? God is actually like a trainer, a really good coach.
大家有没有想过，其实亚伟神也好像一个教练，是来训练我们的。
Not only can he save us once, but he has the whole plan to train us up to be the best we can.
他不单单只是救我们一次，而是他对我们整个人的一生都有这样训练我们的这个救恩计划。
In Titus chapter 2 verses 11 to 13 it says,
在提多书二章十一到十三节这里说，
For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people.Training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the manifestation of the glory of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ.
提多书二章十一到十三节，因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日。等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
I don't know whether you feel the excitement that I feel.
不知道大家是否可以感受到跟我同样的这份的兴奋。
This great doctor, I mean, to use the analogy, is not just someone who helps us get better and then just leave us to live on our own and do whatever with our life.
那这位最好的医生呢，并不是只是救我们一次，然后就出院，就不理我们这样子。
He's actually going to accompany us all through our lives, all into eternity.
那么其实神就好像刚才说的医生，不单单是救我们一次，而是一生直到永远都与我们一起。
He's going to give us tailor-made training programs.
他为我们每一个人都是量身定做了一个锻炼。
It's true that you and I can be quite different in our character, in the problems we face, in the weaknesses that we have to overcome.
确实我们每一个人的生命的状况都不同，我们的软弱也不同。
But God knows each and every one of us.
但是神却认识我们每一个人。
And he has got the best plan to help us.
他也预备了最好的一个计划去帮助我们每一个。
But do you want it?
但是你是否想要呢？
Sometimes when I look at the world today, I feel it's quite sad, actually.
很多时候我看看今日的社会，我会觉得有点伤心。
You can see people who are willing to invest a lot of money to, you know, getting personal coach at the gym.
那么可以看到在这些
健身房
很多人都愿意花钱请一个个人的教练去帮助他。
Because they want to train up, tone up their muscles to look better.
因为他们想自己可以更健壮啊，有更强壮的这些肌肉等等。
They're willing to trust a human, to somehow help them improve their appearance or whatever, their health.
那么他们愿意花钱，相信一个人去帮助他们，在外表啊等等，在健康啊更变得更好。
And there are people who are willing to invest a lot of money and take the risk of going through plastic surgery.
那甚至有些人，他们愿意花钱去做一些整形的手术。
And when you think about it, how come they can put the trust in these really risky things when they've heard a lot of news reports how some surgery just went really, you know, crazy, unsuccessful, and the harm that, you know, they have to live with?
那么其实在新闻上面也有很多这样的报道，就是有些人做整形手术是失败的，但是为什么还是有这么多人愿意将自己交托给医生做这些的手术呢？
They're willing to pay the cost, the risk.
他们愿意付上这个代价，付上这个，愿意冒这个险。
And yet, when it comes to spiritual things, people just don't care.
但是当我们来到属灵生命的事情，很多人都是不在乎的。
And they're not willing to lift a finger to pay any cost.
他们不愿意好像动一动手指头去付上任何的代价。
I really hope that through the past weeks of preaching on salvation, all of you would start to at least make some progress and experience God's work in your heart.
那么希望借着 这一系列关于救恩的信息呢，希望可以鼓励大家开始去对神，对这个福音有所回应，
也有经历。 Because only then will you be able to get excited about this good news. You will not be just sitting there and thinking, analyzing in your head.
那只有这样子，我们才可以，对福音有一份的热心跟火热，而不是只是用头脑去分析救恩是怎么样的。
In the remaining time, I'd like to now examine the relationship between God's grace and man's faith.
那在接下来时间呢，我想跟大家一起去看，人的信心跟神的恩典，
之间的关系。 So other than the point we just mentioned, God's grace calls for our response, it calls for man's faith.
那除了刚才我们看到，神的恩典是来到的时候，人就有这个责任去用信心回应。
Now I want to look at it from another angle.
让我们用另外一个角度来看这件事情。
What kind of chemistry is there between God's grace and man's faith?
那在神的恩典和人的信心当中有什么样的关联，或者是有什么样的化学反应呢？
So that salvation may be accomplished in a person's life.
那这样子去进行的时候，一个人可以经历到神的救恩，能够走到最后。
Just a moment ago, we looked at two passages that talks about God's love drawing us.
刚才我们看到两段经文谈到神的爱去吸引人。
This word draw always gives us the expression of love.
那这个字吸引都是去描述到神对人的一份爱的表达。
God's grace is a love that draws us.
那神的恩典是神对人的一份爱去吸引我们。
So the beauty of this relationship between grace and faith lies in the fact that God never forces or drags anyone into his kingdom.
那恩典跟人的信的关联呢？美丽的地方就是神从来不会勉强一个人把一个人拖进他的国度里面。
But God is patient. He patiently, lovingly draws us with his cords of love.
但是神对人是蛮有耐心的，他用爱去好像带领着一个人去回应他。
I don't know whether you're familiar with this expression, courts of love.
不知道大家对慈神爱所这个形容熟不熟悉？
In Hosea chapter 11 verse 4,
在何西亚书第十一章一到二节。
Verse 4.
Oh.
Sorry, it might not be on the PPT. Yep, I'll read it out for you. Hosea chapter 11, verse 4. I led them with cords of kindness, with the bands of love, and I became to them as one who eases the yoke on their jaws, and I bent down to them and fed them.
应该有。
哎，没关系，你读。
好。
I can't see it.
I don't have. Sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. The PPT is missing for some reason. I'm sorry. So, I don't know whether you've heard of this description describing God's love as courts of kindness, courts of love, 慈神爱所. What does that mean? This is doesn't mean like how we tie a, is it called a leash on a dog to pull the dog. God doesn't treat us that way.
刚才的经文是，我用慈神爱所牵引他们，我带他们如人放松牛的两腮甲板，把粮食放在他的面前。
Instead, here it talks about God's gentleness, His humility. He even bent down to His children. Here it's actually talking about God drawing Israel, His son, with His love.
所以神不好像带宠物狗一样用缰绳去拉着我们，而是这里说到神用温柔去对待他的子民，这是谈到他对以色列民有这样的爱，去用慈神爱所牵引他们，也把粮食放在他面前，他是弯下腰来将粮食放在他们的面前。
If we look a few verses above, in verses 1 and 2, you would read the context. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. Verse 2, the more they were called, the more they went away.
那么我们看一看第一节跟第二节，何西阿书一节二节，以色列年幼的时候我就爱他，我从埃及召我的儿子出来，可是我越发呼唤他们，他们越发走开。
How do you feel reading this part? How was the response that God get? What was the response that God get from his son Israel?
大家读这段经文的时候会怎么去看呢？那当神去呼叫他的子民的时候，他们是怎么回应他的呢？
When God tried to draw them with his loving kindness,They did not respond. In fact, they simply refused and even went away.
那么当神去呼叫他的子民的时候，他们并没有回应，反而是越走越远。
We have a lot of parents in our midst. Put yourself in God's shoes. Imagine it's you calling your child.
那么我们当中有不同的父母亲，如果我们把自己放在神的位置上，如果你向你的儿女去发出呼唤的时候，
Or for us, the younger ones, if you're calling your friend, your best mate, and yet the more you call, the further away they get from you.
或者我们当中的年轻人，你在呼叫你的好朋友，如果你越叫他，他越走越远的时候呢？
They just openly push you aside.
那么他们就很公开的拒绝你。
How would you feel?
那么你会怎么有什么样的感受呢？
Oftentimes,We tend to have reservations towards God, finding it really difficult to commit our life to God.
所以很多时候我们会觉得我们要回应神，很困难，我们都有很多对他有很多的保留。
That's because we tend to project our own ideas of God onto Him when we don't actually understand how He is like.
这是因为我们很多时候将自己的想法就或者印象就。把它加在神身上去觉得他是也是这样子的。
Maybe we ourselves are quite demanding or our family members are demanding, so we would imagine God to be this dictator, you know, who's unreasonable and harsh.
那么可能我们很多时候对我们身边的人都是很有要求的，那所以可能我们把这样的印象也加在神的身上，觉得他总是要求我们很多，都是不停的去要求我们。
Or for those of us who like, you know, a really fun-filled life, we might think, oh, God must be a boring God.
或者有一些人他们比较喜欢生活有趣，所以他们会觉得神可能真的是一个很无聊的一个神。
So he will never be able to fulfill my heart's desires. He can, you know, he'll never understand my struggles.
那么他从来不会明白我的挣扎，不会顾念我的需要。
But let me tell you, that is so wrong.
但是让我告诉你，这个想法是错误的。
If you have truly experienced God in your own life,
如果你曾经在生命中经历过神的话，
How his love draws you,
去经历过他用爱去吸引我们，
Then I'm sure you will echo with the words in Song of Songs.
我相信你会对这个雅歌里面所弹的有所认同。
You'll be calling out, Father, draw me after you. Let us run.
你会像神这么去说，天父，愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
Notice the verse again mentioned rejoicing, being glad. It's a happy picture.
那么留意这段经文也有这个喜乐啊，快乐啊这些的字，其实是一个幸福的一个图画。
Actually, when you think about the word draw, it also reminds us of magnets, doesn't it?
所以当我们想这个字吸引的时候，也让我们联想到磁铁。
What is special about magnet?
那磁铁有什么特别的呢？
It draws, it has the power to draw objects to itself.
那磁铁有这个力量可以吸另外一个磁铁。
Or 其他的东西啊，铁的。There is a certain attraction to it.
那它是有这个吸引力的。
And let me compare this attraction, attraction of love, to maybe your other experiences of love.
那我来对比一下这个吸引力跟你其他生命中经历过不同的爱的吸引力。
Again, we've got different ages here for the older ones. Well, for those who have fallen in love before.
我们在这里有不同年纪的人，有一些人曾经恋爱过。
I'm sure you understand how love has a magnetic power to it.
我相信有恋爱过的人就知道爱情是有一份的吸引力的。
It pulls you, draws you to that person.
它把你吸引到另外一个人那边。
And you happily, joyfully go. You don't feel like being dragged to him or her.
那你是很喜乐、很开心的去亲近那个人，不会觉得被他吸引是一件很苦的事情。
But even if you haven't fallen in love yet, maybe with some people who are fond of animals, they might feel, you know, wow, that animal is so cute, and it just has this power to draw you to spend time on it, to care for it.
或许你没有恋爱过，但是或者你喜欢小动物，那有一些的宠物，它们，有一份对人有一份的吸引力。你看到它的时候，就很想去，亲近它、摸摸它等等。
So spending time or making effort for that object or that person wouldn't be burdensome to you, would it?
所以，当你被它吸引的时候，去花时间亲近它，其实不是一件很苦的一件事情。
In fact, you will go out of your way to make time for this special person or pet or whatever.
那实际上来说，你会愿意付上代价去花时间亲近这个人或者是这个宠物。
So how much more should we be drawn to God in gladness?
那我们对神又是怎样的呢？那岂不是更应该，用同样的心态去回应神吗？
Jeremiah 31 verse 3 says, Yahweh appeared to him, Israel, from afar. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you.
在耶利米31章第三节那里说，古时亚伟向以色列显现说，我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。或者是翻译，因此我是对你的慈爱延续不息。
I'm a person who's blessed to have experienced many types of love.
那我知道我自己是一个很蒙福的人，曾经经历过不同类型的爱。
My parents' love towards me is unconditional.
那我父母对我的爱是没有保留的。
Nothing more I can ask for from them.
我对他们是没有任何的挑剔的。
Since I came to know God, I've been blessed with so many friends, very deep friendships.
在我信了主之后呢，那神也赐福给我，帮助我认识很多不同的主内的弟兄姐妹。
And I've also got a very good husband, and I've experienced what it's like to fall in love.
那我有一个很好的丈夫，我也经历过坠入爱河是怎么样的。
And yet, I really want to tell you honestly, there's nothing, no other love that can compare to the love that I receive from God Himself.
但是我很想诚恳地告诉你， 对比跟神的爱，那 其他这些类型的爱都是没有办法相比的。
I'm not just saying it to try to make it sound all spiritual. It's my daily experience.
那我这样说并不是想要好像说的很属灵，这确实是我每一天的真实的经历。
No matter how the other person is committed to you, how much they love you, they are still human. They are limited.
不论对方是多么的向你委身去爱你，但是不论他怎么做，都是只是人，一个人。
The only type of love that endures forever, that transcends all difficulties or geographic distance or whatever obstacles.
那只有一种爱是超越物质层面，超越时间，这些等等。
It's the love of God.
那这样的爱就是来自神。
And it's the only type of love that would truly, completely fulfill or satisfy your heart.
那只有神的爱可以完全的满足一个人的心，去，对，完全的去使一个心无所求。
So that you don't have to keep looking for something else to fill the void in your heart.
所以你不需要再继续去追求其他东西去填满你心中的空虚。
That's why for me, as I respond to God in faith, in trust, in committing my whole life, every bit of myself to Him, it's not a burdensome thing.
这也是为什么当我去完全的回应神的时候，对我来说并不是一个很一个重担或者是一个苦差事。
I find it to be my greatest privilege in my life.
那我觉得能够回应神是我最大的幸福，在我一生中最重要的这个福气。
Every day I'm filled with joy of knowing Him and getting to know God more and our Lord Jesus, our best example.
那每一天我都因着可以认识神，心里面很开心，也很感恩，也是为着能够去认识主耶稣基督，向神献上一份的感恩。
So I really hope that.Each one of you will get to know God as a God who's worthy, who deserves your total commitment, your greatest love, deepest love.
希望在座的每一位也可以经历到，其实神他自己是配得我们一切的爱慕跟称颂的神。
Just like what I've seen in Ajong.
就好像Ajong他给我们的一个看见。
This joy, great joy in giving his all to God.
他有一份的喜乐，将自己完全的去献给神。
So to conclude, today, I want to imprint in your heart that what God longs for in each of us is a joyful response to Him in faith.
那想总结今天的信息，其实神他所渴望的就是每一个人可以很喜乐，很开心的将自己去献给他。
He doesn't want it to be a burdensome thing.
他不希望我们对他的回应是觉得很苦的。
God's total grace calls for our total faith.
那神的对我们的完全没有保留的恩典是在要求我们对他有一份完全的回应。
And then we studied Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 together to understand clearly what faith is not.
那我们刚才透过以弗所书二章八节也去看到信心它不是什么。
Faith is not a gift passively given to us, or being forced into our pockets.
那信心不是一个礼物就去硬塞给我们的。
Faith is what we can do, what we have to do as a response to God.
那信心是我们对神的回应，是我们的责任。
Even if we don't have the power right now to make much positive response, at least call out to God. That's the least you can do.
或许对于你来说还没有办法完全的去回应神，但是可以做到的就是去呼求他，寻求他。
Use the words of Song of Songs, ask God to draw you after Him.
就好像雅歌这里说的，去向神求，求他去吸引你。
Ask God to let you experience His love.
求神去帮助你经历他的爱。
And His guidance.
还有他的引导。
So this also leads to the last point I wanted to share, and that is God's love draws us to respond. It's like a positive magnetic power.
那么我分享的最后一点就是谈到，神的爱是吸引着我们的，就好像磁铁一样吸引着我们。
It's a beautiful attraction of love from God.
是一个很美丽的事情，当神很温柔的去吸引着我们。
And it feels good to be in love, isn't it?
那当我们在这样一个爱的关系当中，其实是很幸福的事情。
And always remember, we love because God first loved us.
那我们也记得，我们愿意去爱，首先是因为神爱了我们。
So this is my message for all of you today. May you be blessed by God's word.
所以这就是我今天分享的信息，愿大家都蒙神的话语的祝福。
May I invite Albert to close in prayer?
那我们一起有一个祷告。